Or in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sifches, the Mechaber says, Lechi she'aso me'atzei asherah kosher. If a lechi is made from an asherah tree, it is still kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah says, don't say, even though a lechi doesn't require shiur, and therefore we wouldn't apply ksusim mechta shiur to it, to say that since it's going to be burned, it's like it doesn't have a shiur, and this doesn't matter because it doesn't need a shiur, it doesn't need a specific measurement. Mikol malkom, nevertheless, ha'aser b'hana, isn't it still aser b'hana? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, since the lechi is only to act as in place of a mechitza, and you're not actually using the lechi at all, so it's not actually called hana from the fact that you're allowed to carry based on that lechi. That's not called hana. The Mishnah Berurah explains furthermore that since the lechi doesn't require shear, and a kol shehu, small amount, is enough, then you can even use a natzei asherah. Even though a natzei asherah is going to be burned, and it's like it doesn't have a shear, this doesn't need a shear, and therefore it's okay. Oh, but don't we say that it requires at least a height of 10, even though it doesn't require any specific width, it requires a height of 10? So the Mishnah Berurah gives two answers. One is, since you can make a very thin line, such that it's a kol shehu, therefore the chachamim were machmir on such a shear. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah explains that since by a lechi, even if it was burned up into ashes, you can pile the ashes up and stick them up against the wall, and that would also be called a lechi, as long as it won't get blown away. Therefore, it's not going to be considered pasul, because it is considered to have been burned. The Shaar Tzion says that according to this rule, according to this answer, if you're using a tzuras ha-pesach, in which case you need a pole on each side and then a pole on top, so even though the namashu is enough for the pole on top, still, if you make it out of atzei asherah, it wouldn't work because you wouldn't be able to stick that pole up against the wall. If it turns into ashes, you wouldn't be able to use it as the pole on top. Siftes, bein sheniris belitas halechi la'omdim besoch ha'mavoy, ve'ina niris omdim b'chutz, whether the lechi that you're using is bent in towards the mavoy, and therefore you're only able to see from the inside, but not if you're standing on the outside of the wall. Or if you can't see it from the inside because it extends outwards, but you could see it from the outside, kasher remains kasher. The poskim do discuss, what if it's shaped like a tuff, in which case the lechi is on the outside of the kodel, facing the other way. Does that act as a lechi since it can't be seen from the inside? It's a machlokas in the poskim, whether that is considered to be a kosher lechi or not. If you make it more than three away from the wall, or you make the lechi more than three off the ground, it's going to be impossible. As we know, it's possible because it's like a mechitza, which the gediyim are boken tachteha, which animals can go under, which doesn't count as a mechitza, as we've seen before. The migbiyo pachos mishlosha, but if it's raised off the ground less than three, afal bishein bo leshevo mashehu, even though the height of the actual lechi is only seven plus a little bit, it's kosher because we use lavud, and now it is higher than 10. Sifyat aleph, afil lo asa leshem lechi, even if you didn't make this item as a lechi. Elishin is dam elo shamayel, if it just appeared there on its own, someone else put it there, whatever it may be. Kasher. Ovavachi yismcho el amir of Shabbos, as long as you planned on using it on Erev Shabbos. Ovalosamcho el amir of Shabbos, but if you weren't planning on using it on Erev Shabbos, kuhun shayan sham lechi acher, such as you had a different lechi you were using, v'nafal b'Shabbos, and that one fell on Shabbos, ubaim achshav lismcho zeh, and now you want to use that other one that you weren't planning on using, lo, that no longer works. If there was nothing else there, and you just didn't think about it, it's like you were planning on using that one. So it only doesn't work if there was another one that you were planning on using. But if you weren't planning either way, and then you see that it's there, you can rely on it. Mishnah Berurah says, but if you, the Beferish, explicitly said, I'm not relying on this other lechi, and you just don't have a lechi at all, such as you didn't use it last week, even though it was there, but there was no other lechi, so you just didn't carry in that area, even though that lechi was there, so you can't use that lechi unless you explicitly state that you're planning on using it. Sifyud Beis, lechi ha'omei me'elav, a lechi that stands on its own, afilu samcho elav me'erav Shabbos, even if you planned on using it, so we said already that a lechi homei me'elav does work. If it appears on its own, it's okay. But if the mavui itself is 8 amos wide, if the lechi is 4 amos wide, eino nido mishum lechi, it no longer has the status of a lechi. Tzarech lechi achil hatiro. And now you need another lechi to use, because since this is 4 wide, explains the Mishnah Berurah, it now no longer has the status of a lechi, it now has the status of a wall of the mavui, in which case you need a different lechi to use to allow yourself to carry. Unless it holds the mavui as less than 8, then you wouldn't need a different lechi. The Mishnah Berurah continues, since you need a different lechi, v'yamidenu b'ruach shekenegdo, you place them on the other side. V'mirtza lamido etzlo, if you want to place the lechi next to that 4 tefach wide wall, yasenu ma'at av, you should make the lechi a little bit thick, odak, or thinner, yoser mehablita, a little thicker or thinner than that actual thing which now became the wall and is no longer acting as a lechi, because it has to be clear that this new thing that you're putting there is a lechi, because if it's the same width as the thing which we're now calling a wall, then we'll just look at it as an extension of a wall. It won't help you. So you need something else, a new piece, which is going to be thicker or thinner than that wall, to now act as the new lechi.